You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Holly, we have with us as our guest on the line, Ashley Ayers, who is the barn manager for the MSU Polo Club. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Ashley, can you explain to our listeners exactly what the MSU Polo Team is all about, kind of how it got started at MSU?
Absolutely. The polo team was started 13 or 14 years ago by a man named Tom Weishart. He was actually our coach up until this past year. He came to the school. He was in law school here at MSU, and he had played polo in the past at University of Connecticut. Came to MSU, noticed that there was not a polo team, decided to start one, and they actually had no horses for the first few years. They started basically by learning the rules and having wooden mallets that they would walk around by foot and hit around a ball.
So it really was an elementary start for the team. And
yeah,
now where has it evolved to? How many matches do you have a year?
Right now we have a varsity men and women's team who travel all over the East Coast playing teams such as University of Kentucky, University of Virginia, University of Connecticut. They travel down to Florida for spring break to play polo down there. We have 15 horses right now. Currently, we're using 12 of them. The other three are spread out between Florida and up in Grand Rapids right now.
Ashley, so, Ashley, what would you say? When does the season start and when does the season end?
For us, the season begins. We start practicing in October, beginning of October, and then we play all the way through April. Most of our matches are the second semester, so January through April.
So what do you do when there's snow on the field?
We actually, college polo is played indoors.
Okay.
So we have an arena, a regulation size arena that we'll play in. And when you travel to a different university, you actually use their horses. So we don't take our horses with us.
And the arena must be big. I understand it's a typical field is 300 yards long and 160 yards wide?
Yes.
That's huge. That's 9 American football fields.
Yes.
Wow.
It is.
Wow, that's got to be one big arena. It's got to be hard to pack that place. How many fans typically will come out for a polo event typically?
It depends where it's held at. If we currently practice at Massman Stables in Mason, Michigan. And it's not a polo barn, so they have a smaller arena. So generally, we won't have as many people attend one of those.
Okay.
Matches, but we do have some matches in the Michigan State University Pavilion on campus. And those matches can generally have anywhere from a couple hundred to up to 1,000 people that'll attend.
Wow. And Ashley, how many universities and colleges actually have polo teams? Is it a popular sport or is it one that's still in its growth stages?
I would say both. It is definitely popular. It's one of those, once you start to research the sport, you find out how popular it actually is. University of Pennsylvania, I just got word, opened up their polo team this past week. There's interscholastic teams as well as intercollegiate teams. So University or Culver in Culver, Indiana, has an interscholastic team. And then there's a couple other ones in the country. We play all the teams that we can on the East Coast, but we don't even tap into the West Coast. There's a ton more over there. Our previous coach just moved out to Colorado, and he's working in Colorado with a polo team out there. So it's definitely way larger than you would think.
Wow, interesting.
Now, Ashley, what are your responsibilities as the barn manager?
As the barn manager, I'm responsible for making sure the horses are uninjured and are okay to play. Horses are not the most intelligent of animals. They do get injured pretty often.
Okay.
So I'll get calls anywhere from a call from, oh, this horse dropped a shoe, or this horse is fell out of the trailer at some sort of a match and needs to get stitches. We generally don't have any sort of really, we've had to call the vet out once in the 4 years that I've been there, and that was a horse that just tripped when she was coming out of the trailer and needed some stitches.
That's too bad.
Other than that, it's all on the students to mend the injuries that the horses may have, whether it's a muscle pull or they need to get their teeth floated, which is when they, horses, if their teeth get too sharp, then we'll have somebody that will come out and actually grind the teeth down.
Right.
And all horses need that. So.
Well, I have a question about their hoofs. I know that racing horses have hoofs. They have their hooves designed a certain way. They have them shaped a certain way. Is there a certain shape to the hoofs of a polo horse?
It definitely depends. Polo horses generally, they do need a certain, not necessarily a certain shape, but a certain certain kind of shoe that goes on. And then it depends on the horse, because a lot of our horses have bigger feet. So the farrier, who is the man who comes out and has to almost grind down their hooves, it's like trimming your nails, he has to look at the horse and assess, okay, where do I position, where can I cut the hoof to position their legs accordingly? You want the right angle, so that way when the horse is running, it doesn't get injured in any way or doesn't pull a muscle. It's the same way as if you put different inserts in your shoes. If you put the wrong inserts in, it can kind of throw you off balance.
Sure.
And it's the same way with the horses.
That's interesting. Ashley, let me ask this question. The horses are athletes. They're having to perform at a fairly high level. What kind of training do you do in order to keep the horses in the right kind of condition for polo?
A lot of our horses are ridden on a pretty much a daily basis. We go out there, we have practices, the team practices, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, and Thursday. It's a little messed up. But every other day, we will go out there and school the horses. So basically, we'll go out, just ride them, let them stretch their legs, make sure that they get a little bit of a mental break from polo. Because if it's the same thing with people. If you go into work and you love your job, but you're doing the same thing every day, it does get a little old. So we like to go in and just let them relax and do some bending exercises, make sure that they're still listening to us and they're not just running through the motions.
Now, Ashley, I understand that the horses themselves have to have a, it's recommended that they have a shorter back, that their back is not a long back because they have to stop and spin and turn and do these quick moves on the fly. And that's 75% of the game, and then 25% is the player. In your opinion, what do you think is more important, the physical stature of the player or the physical stature of the horse?
Definitely the horse. Our team, our coaches have always said, horses are number one. Those we can get, it sounds bad, but we can get new players. It's really hard to find new horses.
And are the players the ones that exercise and train with the horses, or do you have different people that actually do that as to not wear out the actual player?
No, we have players. The players are the ones that exercise. Generally, the players don't get worn out. They only ride once or twice a week as it is. So they get excited for any time they're allowed to go out to the barn. Any time I'll say to them, hey, I'm going out to ride Friday, everyone, I'll get responses from probably 10 people that want to come out and ride with me.
That's interesting. Ashley, in terms of the actual players themselves, it's funny because one of the classic commercials from the 80s for light beer had Bubba Smith, a Michigan State football player, playing polo. And the idea of a man who's 6'11", 320 pounds good on a Lord. Horse, I found to be a very funny thought. How does the size and the weight of the player affect the horses in terms of their ability to play the game?
It depends on the horse. A lot of our horses are, some of them are shorter, some of them are taller, and some of them need a little bit of a stronger rider. It depends. Some of our horses are super sensitive on their mouth, so you can have a 300-pound man sitting on them, but if he's really light with his hands, it could work.
Okay.
Now, I understand that Argentina is the mecca of polo, and they train and breed horses specifically for polo, and their horses are known to have the best bone density. Is that something that you're finding to be true as well?
Yes. We actually have a couple of Argentine polo ponies on our team, and just by looking at them, you can tell that they, it's almost as if you're comparing a basketball player to a football player. Football players just have a little more density, and it's the same with our horses.
So they can handle a heavy player like Bubba Smith.
Yeah.
Well, that might be a little bit much to ask. Ashley, we're running out of time, but I did want to ask you one last question. I know that the polo team is involved with fundraising, and you've got a big fundraiser coming up the beginning of next year. Can you talk a little bit about that real quickly, please?
Yes, absolutely. We are having our annual Polo at the Pavilion, which is an event where we host it at the MSU Pavilion and basically bring in the public to educate them on what polo actually is as a sport and how the MSU polo team works. So we'll probably, I think at this point, what we're planning to do is have an alumni match where we bring back some of our old players, offer them a chance to come back and play, and then we'll have some of our current players playing as well. And we have a silent auction, we have raffles, we have all sorts of drawings, and it just gives the public a chance to see what polo is all about, and also gives us a chance to try and fundraise a little bit of money. Once again, our team is completely student-run, with the exception of our coaches. So all of the money comes from us as students.
So it's important that we support the MSU Polo team. Thank you, Ashley, so much. We really appreciate your time this morning. We've been speaking with Ashley Ayers, who is the barn manager of the MSU Polo Club. Thanks again. We really appreciate your time on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
oh, it's been our pleasure. And Holly, after the break, we're going to continue the discussion about horses and horse care with Dr. Christian Trierweiler, who is a returning guest to our show, right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.